Today we'd like to see the title of Julius and Paul in Book of Acts, chapter 27, verses 1 to 44. To the souls on this online world through podcasts or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest three expositional questions. Question 1, in verses 9 to 10, now when much time had been spent and sailing was now dangerous because the fast was already over, Paul advised them, saying, "Men, I perceive that this voyage will end with disaster and much loss, not only of the cargo and ship, but also our lives." What do these mean in the scripture, and what can we learn from here? Question 2, in verse 24-25, saying, "Do not be afraid, Paul, you must be brought before Caesar, and indeed God has granted you all those who sail with you. Therefore, take heart, man, for I believe God that it will be just as it was told me." What do these mean, and how can apply these to our lives? Question 3, in verse 34. "Therefore, I urge you to take nourishment, for this is for your survival, since another hair will fall from the head of any of you." What does it mean in the context, and what can we learn from here? In the last time, after Paul's defense before Agrippa at Caesarea in Book of Acts 26:32, then Agrippa said to Festus, "This man might have been set free if he had not appealed to Caesar." Agrippa II, the king of Judah, told Festus, the Roman governor, about the possibility of Paul's no guilt. Then Rome was under Nero emperor. Then Paul and other prisoners under centurion Julius were journeying to Rome by changing three ships for about 6 months. Then others changed from a ship over Adramyttium of about 100 riders to the which trade Alexandria ship 276 riders from Myra to Malta, and threw the record ship to another Alexandria ship from Malta to Rome. In the first century, there was a grain trade between Rome and Alexandria by sea. A typical ship is 80 feet long, or 55 meters. A beam is 45 feet wide, or 14 meters. Passengers had 276 people, 1,200 tons capacity. The beam is the widest part of the ship. Skiff is a flat bottom. Tackle is loading and unloading equipment. Stern is a back square part. Bow is a front shock part. Prow is above the waterline of the bow. Rudder rope is the rope to operate the ship at stern. Cross reference right there. In this chapter 27, then other riders were sailing from Caesarea to Malta from 2 to 6 routes in the fourth mission trip as follows. Paul's right here. So basically route number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, the cover there. First one, and when it was decided that we should sail to Italy, they delivered Paul and some other prisoners to one named Julius, a centurion of the Augustan regiment. They were Festus, Agrippa, second Bernice, and those who sat with them, deciding that from Caesarea, the number two route, Paul and some other prisoners under Julius as a centurion, a little over 100 Roman soldiers belonging to the Augustan regiment. The band, in the name of August the First Emperor, Rome, 72 before Christ, up to 14 AD. Now it was under the fifth emperor, Nero, 54 up to 68 AD. Book of Acts 28:30 cross reference. So entering the ship, Edermithium, we put to sea, meaning to sail along the coast of Asia. Aristarchus, the Macedonian of Thessalonica, was with us. Julius, Paul, Aristarchus, as Paul's travel companion, dragged into theater during the rite in Ephesus. Luca, the author of this book, from us and others, including some other prisoners and Paul's friends, in verse 3, and travel companions, entered a ship at the Adramyttium of about 500 passengers from the centurion. Verse 3, and the next day we landed at Sidon, and Julius treated Paul kindly and gave him liberty to go to his friends and receive care. Julius treated Paul kindly and allowed Paul liberty to contact his friends, travel companions, or Christians for care. Julius respected Paul, the instrument of Jesus, respecting Jesus. This centurion had to have faith in God, or the faith in God whose son is Jesus, like the faith of a centurion whose paralyzed servant had been healed by Jesus. 4-5, see the three routes above. When we had to sea from there, we sailed under the shelter of Cyprus because the winds were contrary. And when he had sailed over the sea, which is off Cilicia region and Pamphylia region, we came to Mara, a city over Lycia. Julius there, the centurion found an Alexander ship sailing to Italy, and he put us on board. Julius, Paul, and others changed from the ship over Adramyttium to about three times bigger the which trade Alexander's ship over 276 passengers in verse 37. From Myra City over Lycia region. To Rome. Italy, they were on the number four sail route above. After this Alexandria ship was wrecked, they changed to another Alexandria ship called as Castor and Pollux, Book of Acts 28:11. 7-8. When we had sailed slowly many days and arrived with difficulty to offer Cnidus, the wind not permitting us to proceed, we sailed under the shelter of Crete of Solomon. Passing it with difficulty, we came to a place called Fair Havens near the city of Lycia. See the 4 and 5 routes. Through the wind difficulty, it took many days to arrive Fair Havens near the city of Lycia in Crete Islands. Right hand side here. 9 to 10. Now, when much time had been spent and sailing was now dangerous because the fast was already over, Paul advised them, saying, "Man, I perceive that this voyage or this sailing will end with disaster and much loss, not only of the cargo and ship, but also our lives." Nine to ten. Question one: the fast referred to the Day of Atonement, requiring the fasting on seventh month, the 10th day. The Jews' lunar calendar being in October, on which it was the winter storm season, which I experienced on MS ship in 2023 October. It's time to find a port and just prepare for wind. So reasonably, Paul warned the sailing was now dangerous at risk of disaster and must the loss of the cargo, ship, and our lives. Our spiritual service to the Lord must be reasonable, not irrational. 11 to 12. Nevertheless, the centurion was more persuaded by the Harlem's man and the owner of the ship than by the things spoken by Paul, and because the harbor was not suitable to winter in, the majority advised to sail from there, also yet by any means they could reach Phoenix, the harbor of Crete Island, offering towards southwest and northwest, and went there to look at the Phoenix over there. The helmsman or pilot and the owner of the ship persuaded Julius to sail into Phoenix Harbor from Fair Havens in Crete Islands. They sailed in order to stay in the winter at the harbor. When the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their desire, putting out to sea, they sailed close by Crete. But not long after, tempestuous had wind aroused called Euroclydon. It began soft wind, but the tempest or deadly storm Euroclydon came. They strived between Cauda Island and Syracuse Sands on the front part over 6 sail routes. When they had taken it on the board, they used the cables to undergird the ship, and fearing lest they should run aground on the Syracuse sands, they struck sail and so were driven. They tried to avoid the ship flat bottom skiff hitting Syracuse sands or sand bankers by passing cables underneath, 18 of 20. And because we were exceedingly tempest-tossed, the next day they lightened the ship. On the third day, we threw the ship tackle aboard with our own hands, Now when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and no small tempest beat on us, and all hope that we would be saved was finally given up. Due to exceeding tempest or heavy storm, they lightened the ship by throwing away all ship's tackles or equipment, becoming hopeless, desperate. 21:23. But after long abstinence from food, then Paul stood in the midst of them, said, "Men, you should have listened to me, and not have sailed from Crete, and incurred this disaster and loss. And now I urge you, take heart, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For there stood by me this night an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve, saying, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar, and indeed God has granted you all those who sail with you. Therefore take heart, man, for I believe God that it will be just as it was told me. However, we must run aground on a certain island.'" Paul reminded his warning to them and exhorted them not to lose their lives except things of the ship, according to the Lord's instruction through an angel. Becoming witness of the Lord, and Jesus called him as a minister and a witness. 24:25, question 2. In the midst of the storm, the Lord ministered to the Lord through his angel. The Lord encouraged Paul, the Lord assured Paul of his missions. "Do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar. In the sense of fear, you are prone to despair, like his disciples in a great windstorm. But when you have the faith in the sense of God's purpose or God's calling, it can sustain you in the storms, because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you." 27. Now when the 14th night had come, as we were driven up and down in the Adriatic Sea about midnight, the sailors sensed that they were drawing near some land. In the 14th night, they floating up and down in the Adriatic Sea, which was the center part of the Mediterranean Sea between Libya and Crete Island. They were on the steel front six sail route above. 27. And they took soundings and found it to be 25 tons, and when they had gone a little farther, they took soundings again and found it to be 15 tons. When sailors threw the sounding pipe into the water and it hit the bottom, the returning soundings could make them tell the depths of the water. Fathom is Greek unit 6 feet or 37 meters. 29:32. Then fearing lest we should run aground on the rocks, they dropped the 4 anchors and the stern from the stern, and prayed for day to calm. And as the sailors were seeking to escape from the ship, when they had let down the skiff into the sea, on the pretense of putting out anchors from the prower, Paul said to centurion and the soldiers, "Unless these men stay in the ship, you cannot be saved." Then the soldiers cut away the ropes of the skiff and let it fall off. To avoid the ship hitting the rocks, they dropped the 4 anchors for a day, and the sailors, most prisoners on the pallet, or Hellmans in Rome, were seeking to escape from the ship. Paul set all passengers to stay in the ship for life and to escape for death. Then soldiers cut away the ropes of the skip. 34:34. And as the day was about to dawn, Paul implored them all take food, saying, "Today is the 14th day. You have waited and continued without food and eaten nothing. Therefore, I urge you to take nourishment, for this is for your survival, since not a hair will fall from the head of any of you." Paul is very practical. He is a spiritual man. A capital S means the man who follows the Holy Spirit, not other spirits. He is a godly man. He is a very practical man. The Lord intends that we be practical or reasonable, not working around in some ethereal spiritual kind of state or some pretending spiritual kind of state. We should serve the Lord regionally, depending upon where the Lord opens or shuts the door. 35:3. And when he had said these things, he took a breath and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then they were all encouraged and also took food themselves. And in all, we were 276 persons on the ship. So when they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship and threw out the wheat into the sea. All 276 passengers gave thanks to God for their survival, and they took food themselves. Through Paul's witness minister role, all people prayed for thanksgiving to the Lord and sharing food. What's the awesome works of God? They lightened the ship by throwing out the wheat into the sea. 39:41. When it was day, they did not recognize the land, but they observed a bay with a beach onto which they planned to run the ship if possible. And they let go the anchors and let them in the sea. Meanwhile, losing the Lord's ropes, and they hoisted the mainsail to the wind and made for shore, but striking a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground. And the prow stuck fast and remained immovable, but the stern was being broken up by the violence of the waves. By observing a bay with a beach, the sailor tried to ship to reach there, and the front prow stuck immovable, back stern was broken by the violence of waves. The ship was wrecked. 42. And the soldiers' plan was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim away and escape. So the decision to kill prisoners is understandable, because should prison escape, the soldiers would be liable for death penalty according to Roman law. 43. But the centurion, wanting to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded that those who could swim should jump overboard first and get to land. When shipwrecked, Julius' decision saved Paul's life and other prisoners' lives. And the rest, some on board and some on parts of the ship. And so it was that they all escaped safely to land. The land where they all escaped safely was Malta Island, near to Sicily Island, 6 routes above. We covered all three questions continually, mission report in a lot of countries, Iran, Latin America, Ukraine, and so on. So let's sing together. Malanchism on brochure.